Thank you. It is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Saturday afternoon. We are thankful for the Lord's great mercy, His omnipotent wisdom, His everlasting presence, and then to say again, saving a sinner such as myself. I'm glad I've been born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I'm unworthy of His great salvation. I don't merit it. I don't deserve it. I couldn't obtain it within myself. I could have done that, then Jesus died a vain death. He that knew no sin became sin for me, that I might be made the righteous of God in Him, justified freely by God's marvelous, amazing grace. It is amazing. Beyond my comprehension, God commended His love towards us in that while we're sinners, Jesus took our place on our behalf. He represents us between Himself and God Almighty. He's a great mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. He died for sinners. Paul said of whom He was chief. All of us are shaped in iniquity and born in sin. Is not a righteous man, not a just man upon all the face of the earth. We all are sinners. We have a depraved, fallen, Adamic nature. And beloved, we're born with that and we'll die with that. That is in our wretched flesh. But I've experienced a second birth. That's the Lord from heaven. I'm born a second time as a divine nature. That is God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. 45 wonderful years ago. Something happened on the inside that changed the outside. The sight of God and the longer looked on as a sinner. I'm a saint because my sins are under His blood. He's purified me, sanctified me, and gave me the free gift of eternal life. You don't merit it. You don't deserve it. You can't obtain it by being good because there is none good. There's none righteous. There's none that seeketh after God. No, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord has laid your iniquities all upon Him only by what He done. That is the work that He done, the price that He paid, the blood that He shed at Calvary, and the only thing that could bring salvation. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission for sin. There's nothing else you can add to nor take away from it. He said the blood of life-giving for the body. And outside the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness for sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm glad to thank God. The sins of my soul was, of course, the blood. His blood was applied to my sins, and He forgave me. And all my sins that in the time that I committed in time past, they're in God's still forgiveness, never be brought to His remembrance anymore. What a wonderful thing it is to have newness of life. And the old man took died. I was crucified. I died, that is, to my wretched, rotten self. I gave up myself 45 wonderful years ago. When I come to Him, I come as a hell-bound sinner, lost and blinded by the God of this world. I knew who He was. I knew He died for my sin and you got raised Him from the dead, but I didn't know Him personally. Didn't know Him as my personal Savior. But I surrendered myself and gave myself up. The Bible said the sacrifice of God, the broken heart and a contrite spirit. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith and that not of yourselves. The gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Blessed was saved, but minus nothing, plus nothing, by God's marvelous, amazing grace. You can't add to not take away. He said, who by taking thought can add one cubit of stature to the Word of God. His Word is forever settled in heaven. And He was, of course, and He is the living Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Bible has said, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. He is the grace of God that brought salvation. The law came by Moses, loving. And of course, the law pointed us to Calvary, to God's Lamb, spotless Lamb without spot, without blemish, outside His sacrificial death. The blood that shed at Calvary, there is no forgiveness of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. The law was our schoolmaster. All it done was help us to realize and recognize and see ourselves as a sinner. We're sinners, brother, beloved, by birth, sinners by choice, and when sin's imputed, you're alienated, separated from God Almighty. And if you die in sin, beloved, having a lot of sin, you wind up tasting the second death, an eternal death. And Adam, we're all going to die. There's no discharge, no getting out of the war of death. That is Adam, fleshly Adam, fleshly Adam, this old flesh of ours. Dust thou shalt return. But there will be a second death. That's an eternal death. We're soul, spirit, and body, beloved, to be cast in the lake of fire. That is the unregenerate, the unsaved, those that have never been born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed, by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Beloved, you must be, you've got to be born again. What are you born of? You're born of a new nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Beloved, that comes by transformation, that comes by conviction and then conversion, and being born again, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed, by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever, saved by faith, and that not of yourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I don't have nothing to boast about, nor think about this myself to be something good. I am no good. My flesh, Paul said, there dwelleth no good thing in me. That is in my flesh. Your flesh is rotten and corrupt by nature, top of the head and the bottom of your feet. You're altogether vain and wretched and vile, blubbered, and without God. That is this whole stinking flesh. It's depraved by nature. But Jesus said to the sinner, we all sinners, we're shaped in iniquity and born in sin, blubbered. All of us are sinners by nature. We have a depraved, fallen, Adamic nature. That's why it said he come to seek and to save that which was lost, blubbered, and all of us are lost. All of us have gone astray. Like an old sheep gone astray, the Lord has laid the iniquities all upon him, and by his stripes only, blubbered, can you be healed. That is what he bore for us, taking our place, bearing our sin in his own body, and nailing to his cross. He is the great mediator, the great blubbered mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus, and the great high priest. Thank God I'm glad he's on the mercy seat, on the right hand of the Father, interceding for saints according to the will of God. That soul has been saved, the sinners has been saved by God's marvelous, amazing grace. And blubbered Paul said, I am what little bit I am, only by the grace of God. He said, not even me living, but Christ living me. The life I now live, he said, I live by the faith of the Son of God, blubbered, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how can he hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Blubbered, you've got to be saved by the grace of God, then called by the Spirit of God, and God's got to qualify you. He said, whom he called, he qualifies. He also justifies, and then he sanctifies, and then, blubbered, he glorifies. I'm glad, thank God, that I've been saved. Just a sinner saved by grace. No longer in God's sight am I looked on as a sinner. I'm a saint because he sanctified me, cleansed me, blubbered. If I got my due reward, my just reward, I'd have went to hell a long time ago. But I'm glad the Bible said, God who is rich in mercy with a great love, for he loved us, he sent Christ Jesus to die for us, blubbered, and bear our sin in his own body in the tree. When you get under the blood, I promise you, that's all it takes. Outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission for sin. Jesus said, except you repent, all the way to get saved. Let the genuine repentance, a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Bible said that's a sacrifice that God will not despise. Outside of repentance, blubbered, there is no salvation. If Jesus said, except you repent, in other words, no exception. The only exception is that you repent. Repent, that is, of your sins. Give up yourself. Call on God with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not tongue-in-cheek, mind and mouth, blubbered. That's with the heart. That's with your soul. Your very utmost being. The real you housing this old earthly house, blubbered. You've got to come to the knowledge of the truth. You've got to hear the word of God before you can do that. And when you hear the word of God, then you've got to be convicted. And then when you're convicted, blubbered, if you'll just yield yourself and give up yourself, you'll be converted and you'll be born again. The second birth, blubbered, is the Lord from heaven. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The second man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. God had to quicken his spirit because he was dead in trespass and sin. He looked on the side of God as a sinner. He had sinned and transgressed God's law, disobeyed God, cast out of the Garden of Eden, blubbered. And the punishment is upon him to die. And Adam, we're all going to die. Fleshly Adam is going to die. But the second man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. God quickened his spirit. God transformed him, changed him, reconciled and redeemed him, looking forward to the Messiah that would come. And it was preached in the very beginning. The gospel preacher said there'll be a conquering seed that would come and bruise the serpent, said to reconcile mankind back to God Almighty through this sacrificial lamb. This lamb that would come for a day before the foundation of the world. The lamb without spot and a lamb without blemish, and that's God's sacrifice. His sacrifice, blubbered, was the death of his beloved son. And he said, this is my beloved son, he said, in whom I am well pleased. Blubbered, he paid the price. He died at Calvary. He gave up the ghost and he sent it once and forever, and it was manifest back in Jerusalem, the temple, when the veil was rent from top to bottom, signifying, making a way that had been known then, that had been paid for. Separation no longer, blubbered, and no alienation will no longer, blubbered, would take place. He reconciled us back to God Almighty through the blood of his cross. He entered in, blubbered, by the new and the living way, which Jesus has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. He's our mediator. He's our high priest. He's the great mediator and the great high priest between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. They're found guilty before God, trying to come up some other way through the way of works, or being good, or doing good, or holding on and holding out, or water baptism, or church membership, affiliation with some organization, blubbered, some
denomination, you'll wind up going to hell. Jesus said, you must be born again. That is not of a corrupt seed, but an incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Beloved, you've got to experience a new birth. You've got to be a second time. The first man, Adam, was a living soul. The second man, Adam, God had to quicken his spirit. He was dead in trespass and sin. He was a sinner, separated and alienated from God Almighty. Sin separates, beloved, from God. And you can't go to heaven if you've not been born again. If you don't accept God's sacrifice, beloved, for your sin, there's not but one way for to heaven. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. Beloved, he's the door, the sheepfold. Try to come up in the way, you'd be the same as a thief and a robber. He died on our behalf. He gave himself and shed his blood, beloved, for our sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us. Thank God from all sin outside his blood, beloved. I'm not talking, you can't add nothing to that, beloved. You better read the scripture talking about them being baptized when it's in the water. You better read over a little bit further where they come and sent to those Cornelius that had been laid low and praying over, and the Holy Ghost fell on those Gentiles that get the Holy Ghost to pour out on them. And then Peter said, after it poured out on them, after they received the gift of the Holy Ghost, he said, what does interest then to be baptized? Here's water, and blood be baptized in the water. That's something we ought to do, something we don't have to do, but we ought to do, signifying bearing the old man, raising up to do. There's not but one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one baptism of sin and salvation. Let me ask the baptism of the Holy Ghost, for by one Spirit are we all baptized in one body. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 2 talks about the doctrines of baptism. There's all kind of baptism that's in the end of the Bible, beloved. That means bringing under the authority of the power thereof on water. That means going down on the water, coming up by the water, beloved. And of course, Sunday talked about the baptism. Jesus said, I have a baptism to be baptized that you're not able to be baptized with. The baptism of motion of the cloud, the baptism into death, all kinds of baptism, beloved, it makes mention of. But it said one Lord, one faith, one baptism. It must have meant something. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And by one Spirit are you all baptized into one body, beloved. When you get saved, you get sin, get forgiven. Jesus justifies, qualifies, and sanctifies, and makes you worthy through his blood. Outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission for sin. These other things, that's an act of righteousness that we do, beloved, not some that's essential to salvation. He said, except repent. That's the only thing essential to salvation. Genuine repentance, a broke heart, and a contrite spirit. If you do that, he'll save you, forgive you, and then go on and be baptized in the water, because it's signifying burying the old man and raising up. And by the way, Baptists believe in baptism. That's what Baptists do. That's why we call Baptists. See, my time's going right to it. Pray for us. God bless you. It's our prayer in his name.